when the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Now, I think we should consider changing the name of this segment from Abandoned Manitoba to Sunday Morning with Gordon. What do you think, Gordon?
Okay.
Sure. You seem very uncomfortable with that idea, so we'll stick to Abandoned Manitoba.
I'm good with that. I really am.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Now, remind us of the clue from last time.
Well, I said that we would discuss a type of building that is increasingly rare in Manitoba, so that soon I anticipate there will be none left. And you correctly caught that it was actually a pun, meaning not none as in zero, but none as a female adherent of a religious order.
I like the specificity of that. Yes, thank you. So what are we talking about specifically here?
Well, we're talking about the buildings in which nuns would be found. A convent, in other words.
What's the oldest one that you came across?
Well, the oldest one is associated with the first arrival of nuns here in Manitoba. In fact, before there was even a Manitoba, we had nuns here. In 1844... a group called the Grey Nuns from Montreal arrived here. They came because the Roman Catholic community here in the Red River Settlement felt that they really needed the presence of nuns to help with the spiritual needs of the community, with the educational needs, because, of course, one of the things that nuns traditionally have been involved with is teaching. And so there was a feeling that to have a good education in a sort of a Catholic environment, the best way to get that was with nuns. So in 1844, they came by canoe. They arrived here. And within short order, they began building a convent. So people here in Winnipeg may, in fact, recognize that convent because it's still with us today. The former Grey Nuns Convent, now known as the St. Boniface Museum, it built between 1846 in 1851. And in fact, I think that building, I could stand to be corrected, but I think it's the second oldest wooden structure in all of Manitoba.
Now tell us about the convent that you want to talk about today.
Okay, well, so 1844 is when the Grey Nuns first arrived. By 1850, there was a call for them to move to the community out at St. Francis Xavier. There was a large Métis community there. They were predominantly Roman Catholic. They wanted the nuns to come out and handle their spiritual and educational needs, and became, in fact, the most westerly church parish in the Red River Settlement. And so they built a convent, but unfortunately that convent was destroyed by fire in 1915. So the convent that I'm talking about today is actually dating from 1916. And it was quite an unusual one because this is the first one that was actually made out of wood. Most of the others were made out of bricks. And the reason it was done, by the way, is that this was during the First World War. And they simply couldn't get enough to make a convent out of bricks. So that was the center of the community for decades. And in fact, I'm told that the Grey Nuns didn't leave St. Francis until 1968. So that's basically when its function as a convent ended. 1968. So we're talking basically 50 years ago that it stopped its function as a convent. In fact, the date I think is significant. 68 was part of the sort of the school consolidation movement. And by this time, a lot of the little one-room schoolhouses all over rural Manitoba were closing, and they were basically busing kids into larger communities in what they called consolidated schools, much bigger schools. And so I think in this sort of environment, they just didn't need the same number of nuns as they had previously done. So they moved apparently back to St. Boniface, which was sort of the mothership, and they continued their works there. The Grey Nuns, incidentally, though, have moved much of their facility back to Montreal, in fact, including their archives, which is a little too bad because apparently they had a wonderful archive and it's no longer here in Manitoba.
So what happened to the building then after they moved out?
It was initially sold to a person that turned it into a hair salon. On the main floor anyway, and the upper floors were turned into sort of residential apartments. I'm told, for example, that jockeys from the Assiniboia Downs would often live in those apartments on the upstairs floors. So that was from the 60s through to the early 90s. The building is sold again in 1992, and this owner, I think, appreciated the historical significance of it. So that owner stripped down a lot of the millwork inside. Apparently, I'm told that the wonderful original millwork made out of really good solid fir, it was apparently just a beautiful building inside, so much so that the owner saw it and in 1994 gained municipal heritage status for the building, and that's good. Because it protects the building from major modifications or demolition. So that owner operated as, and some of our listeners may recall, the place called the Old Nunnery Cafe and Market. You know, so there was a cafe, there was sort of an antiques business, and that operated through the late 1990s until about 2000, at which time the building was sold again to its present owners. They apparently have used it a little bit as a residence or as a storage facility, but I'm told that by several people that, in fact, that it's not actually used much. It's actually mostly vacant. The exterior, I've been by it several times, and the exterior is not in good shape. And I'm told that the interior is likewise not in great shape either. It's too bad, because it is a significant historical building, and it's a very nice architecturally as well.
I'm curious that in the course of your research for this particular convent, what else did you discover about convents right here in the province?
Well, the sort of the golden age of convents was from about the 1890s to the 1920s. If you look at the existing convents that are still out there, that's when the majority of them were built. And again, most of them built out of bricks or, you know, something substantial. And what's interesting, too, because many of them were affiliated with Roman Catholics, a lot of them were Francophone, in fact, you'll find the majority of these convents associated with the Red River, either the east side of the Red River or the west side of the Red River, up and down from St. Boniface all the way to the U.S. border. And then in occasional other communities as well, predominantly where there's a Francophone community. So in places like Notre Dame, Fanestel, St. Rose de Lac, those are places where you'll often find where in convents. But in the course of trying to find this answer to this question, how many convents are there still out there? I found 9 so far in my travels around the province. There's one at Ely, St. Jean-Baptiste, St. Joseph, St. Pierre Joly, St. Rose de Lac, and in Winnipeg here, there's a couple. In addition, of course, to the one at St. Francis Xavier. And the average age of those convents is about 114 years. The average age was built in 1904, but the oldest one, of course, is the one in St. Boniface, the Grey Nuns Convent. But the second oldest one, at least, and certainly the oldest outside of Winnipeg, is the one in St. Jean. It was built in 1897.
And you alluded to this a little earlier, but do you know, give us a sense of why they kind of waned in numbers?
Well, I think there's two reasons, really. The first is, I think we find that fewer people these days are joining religious orders. You know, I think many of the mainstream religions are finding this, that fewer people want to participate. So there's fewer monks, there's fewer priests, there's fewer nuns, and therefore there's fewer people to do the kind of works that nuns used to do. But then, of course, the other thing was, as I mentioned before, the school consolidation movement, that meant that the educational function that the nuns had previously done just wasn't there in the same availability. So today, we still have Catholic educational facilities. Here in Winnipeg, for instance, we have St. Mary's Academy for girls. We have St. Paul's High School for boys. But their teachers are predominantly secular and not nuns. So the involvement in nuns is waning. And as I said before, there will soon be none left.
Gordon Goldsborough, you and your puns. I love it, actually. Thank you so much for this. And what's your clue for next week?
Well, next week we're going to consider a major change that occurred in Manitoba agriculture in 1926. And it involved a change from wood to steel.
Stay tuned to find out just what he's talking about. Gordon, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nadja.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba.